So what have I been sipping on the entire month of October? Well, here you go. Five new tequilas that absolutely stand out for me. From heart-driven brands to bold new innovations. If you love clean, additive-free tequila with a story behind every sip, these bottles should be on your radar. Let's jump right in. We're kicking it off with Sicaro Reposado. This is made at NAM 1610 in Arandas. This brand's built on authenticity and heart. The co-founders, Pablo Antorio and Josh Irving, not only make a great tequila, they give back through their Case for a Cause program, donating clean water to communities across Mexico for every case sold. Produced with traditional methods, stone oven, open air fermentation, copper pots, the flavor of this is really balanced. Cooked agave, vanilla, honey, light oak, all sweet Highland finish. Sicaro just feels like tequila made by people who genuinely care. And another thing that's really awesome about this one, you can get it while you're flying on American Airlines. Next up, La Puga. La Puga Blanco from La Puga Spirits. This brand has one of my favorite backstories. Founded by Sarah Castillo, Andrew De La Torre, and Steven Slaughter. And their idea was simple. Create an antidote to celebrity tequila. Made at NAM 1068, La Puga Blanco is bold, crisp, proud. It's full of tradition. You get roasted agave, bright citrus, wet stone, pepper finish. This tequila is for people who care about what's in the bottle, not who's on the bottle. You got to check out La Puga. This next one, fascinating to me. Tequila Ramari, produced by master distiller Sergio Cruz at the Vivanca Distillery at NAM 1414. It's one of my favorite distilleries in the Highlands, and Sergio has become a fast friend over the years. I love working with that guy. They're doing things different here. Sake yeast fermentation, along with that normal classical music process, estate-grown agaves. The founders here wanted to innovate, but keep tradition the beauty of it. This one, the flavor profile, I get honey, vanilla, baked agave, touch of spice, but I also get this pear finish. It's got a buttery finish that lingers on. It's elegant. It's refined. I'm telling you, this is a seriously good reposado. I got to go with another Sergio Cruz gem. John Bollinger and Sergio Cruz absolutely knocked it out of the park with the Yayo Rosa reposado. This thing is so good. It's the signature crisp Yayo Blanco that you get. And the rest is all of these flavors you get from these three different barrels that were blended together. You get a light berry, vanilla, floral notes, this creamy agave sweetness. It's balanced. It's got an aromatic refreshingness that's so good. This tequila, to me, is incredibly special. It's very easy to sip. As you can see, it's halfway gone. And knowing Yayo, they always put together great, great tequila for everybody to try. So Yayo Rosa, John, Sergio, you killed it on this one. I love it. It's absolutely fantastic. And I got a bonus for you. This one doesn't have the label on it yet, but I got to get this in there. I actually had the opportunity to help create the profile for Cotoro 100 proof Blanco that's coming out. I got to visit Arandas recently. We jumped in some razors with the team and Sergio Cruz went for this awesome ride. And then we came back and with Jaime and Sergio and Keith and Ken and Jesse, and don't forget Devin and Chris from Sip, Savor and Celebrate. We got to taste through and help pick their profile that went into this bottle. Couture 100. It's intense. It's got a lot of purity to it. Loads of agave, pepper, citrus, minerality. It's bottled at 54 proof. Sergio Cruz knows what he's doing. And Jaime has done a great job coming up with a fantastic tequila. So keep your eyes out for the new high proof Cotoro 100. So there you have it. Five tequilas I've recently been enjoying. The month of October has been a great month for me for good tequila. From Sicaro's mission-driven spirit to La Puga's stand against celebrity hype, Ramari's innovation. This lineup really kills. This is a great group of tequilas. You can find these in a lot of different places. Definitely check out all their websites. If you have tried any of these, let me know what your favorite is in the comment. And if you haven't, trust me, they're all worth the pour. Don't forget to like, subscribe, check out my interviews and reviews on these brands and others on Tasting Tequila with Brad. We do have some interviews coming up with the owners of Ramari. We just finished up a review with Sicaro, also La Puga, and we did with John and Sergio back a while ago. So remember, pour some great tequila. Have a great night.